an update on those 8 cruise passengers left behind. Carnival details more of their new destination, and Virgin Voyages wrapping up the Southern Caribbean. Cruise news today starts now.
From the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, April 2nd. Happy birthday, Mom. 8 passengers on the Norwegian cruise line Norwegian Dawn that found themselves stranded in Africa after not returning to their ship on time are finally seeing a silver lining today. The incident unfolded last week when the passengers missed the ship's departure due to a late return from a privately arranged shore excursion not affiliated with the cruise line at all. Despite their efforts to catch back up with the ship, including spending over $5,000 on travel expenses and facing numerous challenges like health issues and lack of payment methods, their path to get back to the ship has been paved with difficulties. Now, the stranded passengers are finally expected to rejoin the ship today with the help of NCL getting the correct visas in order. And we're learning more about Carnival Cruise Line's private destination, Celebration Key. Carnival has detailed plans for Paradise Plaza and Calypso Lagoon, 2 key attractions at the upcoming Celebration Key in Grand Bahama Island, which is scheduled to open next July. Paradise Plaza, well, that'll entice visitors with a towering 10-story sun castle, a Bahamian-themed fountain, an ice cream shop, alongside information for shore tours. Now, adjacent to this is Calypso Lagoon, which is an adult-oriented area with athletic activities and a freshwater lagoon with loungers, daybeds, cabanas, and a unique bar featuring nearly 50 swings. This area will also house 2 additional bars, as well as 2 full-service restaurants, a snack shack, and an adults-only section with a swim-up bar and a DJ. And Virgin Voyages' Valiant Lady has successfully ended its first season of cruises departing from San Juan, Puerto Rico, marking the end of the inaugural season that started this past January. Now, over the course of the past 11 sailings, the ship has welcomed more than 25,000 passengers on board. Later this year, Virgin will return to San Juan with Resilient Lady starting in December. And finally, on April Fool's Day this year, the cruise lines took a break from fires, arrests, and leaving people behind to showcase a wave of imaginative pranks like this one. Royal Caribbean brought us this 1,300-foot water slide being installed on Quantum of the Seas, dropping you right into the ocean. Carnival debuted a waterproof pizza bag for poolside dining. MSC Cruises intrigued the world with this anti-gravity stateroom concept, and we're not reading anymore. A lot of good stuff out there. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 0.5%, 16.26. Royal Caribbean up 1.1%, 140.56. Way to go. And Norwegian up slightly, 20.94. If you have a lead on a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Tuesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.